This is really funny, you guys. The towels are frozen. It's that cold out here. Not using that one. Oh.
Here we go.
Oh, goodness. Oh. Oh. So nice icy top. Didn't have to add ice today. It was in the low 20s last night. Whoa. So what am I noticing? Okay. I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about not wanting to do this. Oh. Now, right now, I'm kind of thinking about not wanting to instead of just being in it. So there's that second arrow of suffering. Stop fighting it. Today it's harder to stop fighting. Oh, feel the resistance. Breathe into it. Notice areas that are warm and not fighting it. That was an intense fight. Wow. Almost brings you to tears when you get through it, though. So you realize you made it through that. Oh, the desire to, like, press down on the resistance and just avoid it. And there's something about when you loosen and stop fighting it, that you actually find out. I'm finding out. I have, through all this brain injury, 8 years, you guys. Wow. 8 years. And so many gifts. A lot of darkness and a lot of learning how to be with life as it is, as I am. Those lessons are here in the ice water. That's for sure. Bringing me back home, I think that's where the emotion is. Like, all of the days where I didn't know if I was going to make it. And then just learning practices where learning, like, to be with the ideas that that which we welcome cannot bind us, and that life is only unbearable when we demand that it change. And there were so many times when I just thought it had to change, where I couldn't go on. And I'm so thankful for Richard Miller and practices of integrative restoration, yoga nidra, with Barbara from St. Luke's Concussion Clinic, who taught me the practice, and it saved my life. It's amazing. I'm so thankful. So thankful for my wife, my family, friends. Even thankful for people who went away who didn't know how to be there with me through it. But I know they wanted to be. Thankful for the darkness that showed me that there's light even there. The sense of, like, free falling and nothing, and then hitting what I was scared of hitting, which was a bottom, and realizing that's what I'd been standing on all along. I'm really lucky and blessed. I'm really thankful. That which we welcome cannot bind us. Life is only unbearable when we demand that it change. And there was that resistance when I got in today. It was a resistance that started last night, and realized, like, the suffering, intense suffering I was experiencing was because I was just demanding that it change. I couldn't wait to get out. And I don't want to do this. And there was that. There's an idea of letting the energy, instead of pushing it down and out and away, you let it move up and through. And it's a felt difference in learning how to let the muscles relax, even in tension. Even it's how you can, there you actually have learned how to, like if I'm cycling and I have a Charlie horse, you can actually breathe into that area while continuing to put tension on the muscles and let it open. You can do micro attunement in the muscles and allow them to, certain muscle groups to relax, move blood flow back to those areas, and move through the cramping, the Charlie horse. I have a phone call in just a little bit. I'm excited about it. It's hand pan related. And a friend reached out to me. And preparing for a piece of well-being in an age of anxiety class that I teach at BSU next week. I'm so lucky to get to teach that course. A course I created. Last semester was the first semester. Wow. That was amazing. Amazing to be part of it. It's one of those things you get to kind of watch happen. You were part of it, you know. I mean, I created it, but it was everybody's hands who shaped my heart, life, helping create that course. I'm so thankful. Oh, we have the right response to every situation. These aren't like platitudes. It's truth. Peace and joy and love to you, my friends. Be well. Ha 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 ha.